So about 3 years later, AMF was looking to unload it, and Bob and his father's partner, his father's chief engineer, who was a vice president of the company, got together and bought back the Houston branch of it. There were other branches in Dallas and in Louisiana and in Port Arthur. And Bob and Bill bought the company back, so now they own it and run it. But it's not the same company that his father owned, because it went through the intervening growth and shrinkage under AMF.
What was your husband's mother's maiden name? And they were all from Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house he grew up in looked like in there.
Okay, you want me to draw it?
Yeah, just the floor plan.
Okay. I'll give you a rough estimate because I'm not sure I can remember exactly.
That was the house in Lamore?
Mm-hmm.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have a younger sister who's 3 years younger and a brother who is six and a half years younger. I'm not getting this exactly right, but I'm estimating.
Is that the house that you moved in when you were...
When I was four. The house... I remember very little about the house where I was born, which was in River Oaks and was a small one-story, two-bedroom house. I remember it had a sun porch, which is I don't know what you'd call it now, solarium or something. It was a room. There was also a screen porch, but there was this room we called the sun porch that had bay windows that were glass. Mm-hmm. And we had kind of porch-like furniture in it, like wicker furniture. Mm-hmm. And it was used as a sitting room. My parents' bedroom had French doors that opened into it.
Was it heated in that room?
Yes, it was heated. There was central heating in that house. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, two bedrooms, one bathroom, this little sun porch thing, mm-hmm. and the screen porch on the side. But this house went... This isn't exactly right. I'm making a mess here. Because that doesn't belong there.
Still live in that house?
Mm-hmm. Lived there since January 1st, 1947. We spent the night in it on bare mattresses because they were so delighted to be moving out. We spent a year, about a year, in my grandparents' house. Because at the end of the war, my parents had bought property on Buffalo Bayou off of Kirby Drive in River Oaks, mm-hmm. and had plans drawn to build a house. And all of a sudden, the war ended. And the contractor would no longer bid the price that had been estimated before the war ended. And the only bids they could get were on a cost-plus basis and were going to cost approximately 2.5 or 3 times the original bids. So they sold that property. And there were 4 of us, my mother's parents, my mother's grandmother, her sister and husband, and her brother, who had all come back from the war because my aunt's husband and my uncle had both been in the Navy, and they had never set up a house